The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. 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 Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, first time, 2016. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. I probably need to, I'll tell you what, let's get some administrative business out of the way. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, let me explain what's been going on. I went on hiatus because the show is about to move into a permanent radio station here in the upstate of South Carolina. And when that happens, it's going to sound much better from the viewpoint of they won't be trying to mix two different kinds of levels. That's all radio stuff. That's why it's happening. But I also wanted to take the show and expand it, get a third hour, and this is where it was. So now we're, instead of morning drive time, we're in the evening drive time, which should be better because I have a lot of guests on the West Coast that seem to want to, they don't like to miss their beauty rest. So, for the lead, I had to think about this, and I had to actually play rocks, paper, scissors. And, of course, the lead was going to be between Obama and Oregon. So, let me go ahead and break your heart now. There's a big difference between what's going on in Oregon and what happened at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. And as such, and because of the things that I am seeing there, because a lot of you were communicating to me wanting to know what I was going to do about this, which, you know, it's not really something I'm going to do anything about because these guys aren't fighting anybody. They're not protecting anybody. The Bundy Ranch, they were protecting Cliven Bundy and his family. And I don't know why the Bundy brothers are up there, but, you know, from the reports I'm getting on this, the city didn't want them there. The Hammonds, the ones that got arrested, they didn't want them there. And this is what it boils down to. Because there's a lot of people screaming double jeopardy. When those guys were convicted and when they got their sentence, now this happens all the time on the defense part. The defense sometimes will appeal a conviction or sentence. And it takes years for that to get heard. Well, this time the prosecution apparently appealed this sentence to some degree because somebody picked it up and said, well, wait a minute, the sentencing guidelines say 5 years, not two. So they still have time to serve. And it's rotten. It's rotten what's happened to those guys. It is rotten what's happened to those guys. It happened 15 years ago. That's how long this has been going on. It's been 15 years since their deed, which they got convicted of arson. And there's all kinds of people saying, well, hey, you know, Bill, the ranchers burn stuff all the time, and Bureau of Land Management burns stuff, EPA burns stuff. Yeah, well, I know what I've read, and the problem with what I've read is so vague that I'm having a hard time with ISIS all around us and with all the other stuff with Obama. Here in my state, we've got some weirdo out there trying to create a gun registration here in South Carolina. So I've got my eye on a lot of things. This is not one that's really yanking my chain until something changes. They went in and took over a deserted building. There's a far cry from doing that, a deserted building in the middle of nowhere, okay, versus at the Bundy Ranch facing down the Bureau of Land Management with helicopters and everything in the air. One is a confrontation. The other one is a camp out, okay? Don't know why they're doing it. Don't know what they expect to succeed at here, what they expect to gain by doing this. It's... I get it. I mean, I've been wondering, well, what's going to be the seminal event? And I haven't known what that was going to be. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute there, Heath. I'm gonna unload on that guy. But our president, Barack Obama, has decided that he has legal standing now, which this is going to be a whimper, okay? This is going to be a whimper. What I've heard telegraphed that he's going to try to do is that he's going to try to force people who are selling guns, if they don't have an FFL, to get an FFL. But I don't know at what arbitrary number he's going to force that to happen. Is it going to be 10 guns a year? Is it going to be 50? Is it going to be 5? Is it going to be 1? So we'll see how that plays. The thing about this, though, the reason he's trying to get in and start putting the kibosh to private sales is he knows that that can't work unless he has a registry in place. He's already been told this by the Department of Justice. And, Paul Ryan, the newly minted Speaker of the House, is out there saying this is a dangerous overreach. What I'm looking for them to say is, we're coming for you, Barack. You go ahead and pass your little executive orders, and before the end of the year, we'll be saying President Joe Biden. That's what I really want to hear. Being asked in the chat room about what's happening in South Carolina, a senator named Marlon Kempston telegraphed this back in August after the Emmanuel Church shooting. But he's got out there now. He wants to have a gun registry here in South Carolina. He also wants a buyer's permit. We have to have a permit to buy. He also wants to reclassify a bunch of guns as assault weapons and then ban them. He wants to have a state background check in addition to a federal background check. And he also wants to make it mandatory to where if you have your gun lost or stolen, you have to report that, which I can't think of anybody that doesn't do that already. The number to get in now has changed. It's 877-807-4048, 877-807-4048. Is that right, Ben? Does that sound right to you? Very good. I got that in the email prior to this, but I didn't get that. I didn't know about the Stack 5, so we'll have to work on that. But, yes, this is new, and at the same time, it's a little different, but, I mean, the final changes haven't been put in place just yet, but it's coming. But I'm waiting on a great many things. I'm waiting to see what Barack Obama is going to do, because I don't think it's going to be much. There's not much he can do. He can't make law where there is no law. And the only thing I can think of that he might do is he's going to set a limit on guns. He's going to set a limit on who's buying. You know, if you're selling this many, then you're a dealer, and if you're not, well, then you're not a dealer. I'm sure that number will go down, down, down as time goes on. Although, to his credit, everybody's favorite, unfavorite presidential candidate, Trump, said if he does it, he'll unsign it and veto it and everything else. So, 3 weeks. I'm gone 3 weeks and come back, and this is what we end up with. All kinds of stuff. We'll be right back on a Monday. Back again live 2016. This is Lock and Load. ship ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I need to remind myself not to rejoin that way every time. I thought about a few things. I thought about a few things while I was away, whilst I was gone. And I need to, change a few things about my execution. So bear with me on that one. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The number to get in has changed. 877-807-4048 is the number now. If you choose to call in to the show. Concerning these executive orders, the thing that bothers me about the executive orders, since we don't know what they're going to be. So, this is what's going to happen as this comes to play. Just get ready for this. Just steel yourself for it. This is the cynic in me sharing with you what I think. First thing first, the NRA will proclaim that the executive order is an egregious infringement, and they will be correct. They will be correct about that. Then we can give a 40% chance that Congress will pass a bill, and if the House of Representatives to change things back the way they were, then there's a 25% chance that such a bill passes the Senate. And even though they passed both the House and Senate, it ends there. Because Barack Obama's not going to sign it. And even less chance that the Congress has enough votes to override it. The main problem here is the average American doesn't have a problem with mandating that every firearms transaction involve a federal background check, even though most of them are out there and should be able to remember a time when they didn't exist. I can, let's see, how old was I when that passed? I was 34. I was 34 years old. 34 years old when that passed. And before that, there was nothing. And crime was already on its way down when that all began. No matter how hard... No matter how hard the NRA is going to press Congress to change the law, right now, with Barack Obama in office, it is not a politically viable thing to do. There are some legislators that will use this as a means to get themselves reelected. They'll keep their red seat from turning blue. And for the opposition, rolling back this thing, if he actually passes it, because I don't really know how this is going to close the so-called gun show loophole, which, you know, you can't close something that doesn't exist, right? But they will say they'll say this is going to close the gun show loophole. Right after that happens, very likely what will happen then is we'll have another spree shooter. Or another terrorist incident. The spree shooters, none of this nonsense would have done anything against any of the spree shooters because they went through a background check. All of them. They all went through a background check. Then along will come the Second Amendment Foundation. Of course, they're going to file a lawsuit, and this will, this is what they do, and they do it very well. The NRA might join into it, but leaving Alan Gottlieb alone when he's doing this, he's much better when he's flying solo. So let's leave him alone on this one. Then, then there's this, though. Once the lawsuit is filed, it will get laughed out of court every time until they've gone through everything. And then maybe it gets this to the Supreme Court. And then let's give them a 30% chance they actually hear the case. Because their past record is they don't want to hear Second Amendment cases. Should the Supremes agree to hear such a case, it's sort of a toss-up at that point as to whether they defend the right to buy and sell firearms without federal supervision. Even agreeing to hear the case would be out of character. So, short term. And I don't mean this as a criticism of anybody, okay? I understand why a lot of things happened in the last two elections. I get it, all right? for a lot of people in the last two elections on the Republican side, there was not somebody they would consider to be a viable candidate. There was not somebody they thought was serious enough about trying to change the country. So a lot of people sat it out. A lot of gun owners sat it out. However, when he passes this, okay, there's not going to be a whole lot that's going to be done about it. And that's just the God's honest truth to you. It's not going to be a whole lot done to it. For the people on the Beltway, they don't care. They don't care. They do not care. Most of America is disconnected. Even though there's more adults that own guns than don't, okay, a vast number of us are not connected at all. There's probably 7 million out of, 134 million gun owners that are really, really wired into this. Congress could, I don't know. I would like to think they're capable of doing this, but they might be incapable of doing this, of passing new legislation to revamp the FFL system and restore the previous status quo. But even pro-gun Republicans would consider, because they don't know what they're doing, they would consider the private, restore private sales issue politically toxic. Now, for those of you who are out there saying, I'll never vote for him, the only candidate out there that's saying anything about I will take it down is Donald Trump. And given the way the imperial presidency has shaken itself out, this means he will have, you know, just based upon the precedent set by this president, he will have the capability to take and make a executive order rescinding this and as many previous executive orders as he wants to, because he will be the executive. So this is actually, this is sort of a, it's not throwing a monkey wrench in the machine, but it's certainly going to make us have to think, isn't it? This is going to make us have to think about what we're going to do, because nobody else is being as direct as Trump, and everybody thinks Trump's insane. So we have to decide who's it going to be. It certainly can't be Shillery. I don't want Shillery. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
All right. Everybody bear with me as I shake this system out, because even though it's looks the same and everything, things are a little different. So everybody bear with me if you will. Welcome back. Of course, this is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Bag in the USA studio for yet another year. I'm very pleased to still be with them. And I'm very pleased to announce that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is never, if once he passes this, I'm going to tell you why it's very likely you will be left alone. And it'll be just, see, and this is the thing. This is the thing about this that bothers me the most about it. Who was I talking to today? I was talking to somebody today, and I was explaining, and they were trying to explain to me how we have to, at all costs, we cannot simply take moving the ball a little bit in the right direction. When this is being explained to me, I simply waited for them to finish this, and I said, you understand, of course, that the only way you can guarantee to move the ball all the way to the end zone in the direction you want it to go in, you have to go ahead and suit up and get ready and tool up and get ready to go. Okay? You're not going to get that legislatively. That just doesn't exist. And I got told how, it just does no good to. And these are the people, the people that are out there saying, well, you know, We can't take partial remuneration. We can't take partial movement. We've got to have it all right now. Hey, Kevin, good. Welcome to the chat room. That's going to be what causes us to have one of these, one of these armed things happening. Now, here we have a guy at the Detroit Free Press, a pilgrim who's one of the undecided, because he's going to dance on both sides of the line here. He asked the question, what made a young couple walk into a health facility and start shooting people? It wasn't gun law. It wasn't the easy ability to purchase weapon in this country. Such a thing made people killers. Everybody would be a killer. And then from then on, he goes back and forth as if he can't decide who to assign blame to. And this is where most people are going to make their biggest mistake, because there is no utopian place to go. Wherever there's going to be human beings, there's going to be human beings that want to hurt other human beings or take things from other human beings or do things to other human beings. Okay? That part of it is that's never going to change. It has not changed from the time going all the way back to 2001, A Space Odyssey, when the apes figured out they could beat each other to death with ribs, to now. There's always going to be three classes of us. There's going to be the class that watches out for everybody. There's going to be the class that is a predator of everybody. And there's going to be the last class, which is the ones with a head in the sand. If you want to do the sheep, dog, wolf thing, however you want to put it, that's fine. Now, laws, according to this writer, smartly written, address the dangers facing a society. This is what the writer says, and right here you can tell right away the writer is completely disconnected from reality. Laws, smartly written, penalize the crimes that occur in society. They will address a crime once it's been identified as such, and then they go looking for the person after he's done the crime, but they're not. There's no payback, okay? You can catch a guy, you can incarcerate him, you can kill him, whatever you want to do. There's no payback on the crime. Once the crime's done, it just can't be undone. Now, for him, the biggest gun law was written 224 years ago. And he says it's mostly about guns and the ownership of them. It's not about bad behavior, murderous thoughts, or anything else that guns frequently exacerbate. Now, now we come to the next part. Guns, okay, they make it easier for people to do things, but they do things anyway. People that want to kill themselves killed themselves fewer times last year with guns, except the number of people that killed themselves went up. And here's a nice little tidbit for you. Amongst white men, of the, I believe it is 73% of white men that died due to guns killed themselves. 84% of black men that died due to guns were murder victims. That also tells you something about the problems facing guns and people and everything else. Now, for the writer, he can't really decide which side he's on. He says being loud and being right are two different things. And he's leaning towards being anti-gun because he says it's always easier to scream against change than to create it. Now, but he does ask the question, would the change be 100% effective? If we banned every gun in the country, some criminals would still get their hands on them or use bombs instead or other weapons. But is that a reason to watch the next whacked out radical go freely into a U.S. gun shop, legally purchase guns designed for quick multiple killings, then use them on fellow citizens to go out in a blaze of infamy? This is our problem right here. That paragraph is our problem. This is what they believe happens. They believe some guy with his eyes rolling in his head and he's pulling at his hair and snatching his hair out and drooling can walk into a gun shop, and the gun guys at the gun shop are just going to get out there and say, okay, everything checks out. Thanks there, Mr. Lunatic. Take this gun and have a good day. So, let me type that in there to the chat room. Can't type and talk at the same time. This is the low info voter at work. Let me read this paragraph to you again. This is what they think happens. Is there a reason to watch the next whacked out radical go freely into a U.S. gun shop, legally purchase guns designed for quick multiple killings, then use them on fellow citizens to go out in a blaze of infamy? Now, let me point this out to you. I've seen guys that train with a single shot 410 shotgun that can send a bunch of rounds downrange in a minute with a single shot 410 shotgun. That's because they train with the weapon. So you can tell right away he's fallen for the one, the assault weapons myth, two, the extended magazine myth, three, all the myths that go along with gun control. Of course, the multi-automatic round myth, all this other nonsense. And if they do, there'll still be another mass killing. Now, he finishes out by saying, I take issue with those who refuse to accept that mass killings with assault weapons fall into the same category as a hunter wanting to go after ducks. It actually doesn't, because assault weapons don't exist, and semi-automatic rifles used in these kind of shootings happens less often than being kicked to death. So maintain yourself, son, and somebody send him a link to this show. We will be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Nice to be home. Although home very shortly will change. It won't change for you. It won't change for you. The next change that's going to happen with the show, for most of you, except for it sounding better, you're not really going to know a difference. Not really going to know a difference. This is Lock and Load, though. This is live. It is for January 2016. This part of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'd like to, in the chat room right now, there he is, there's Kevin. Kevin is ztalkradio.com, and he carries Lock and Load there now, ztalkradio.com. Go out there and check that out. I'm presuming that he has do you have on-demand stuff, Kevin? You can answer me when you get around to it. you can get around to it when you answer it. But anyway, let's take on the tone of epicness, shall I? Whilst I was away, I got notified by the director at Agency Arms that my Glock 21 was finished and headed back to me. This was going to be good because I knew this was, you know, I was looking at delivery around the 22nd of December, which is right in the middle of what has to be the most frenzied time for UPS. Nonetheless, I look forward to it and everything. And I'm watching I knew something was awry when I got out there and I'm looking at it. And the last time it had been scanned 3 days before the time that I'm looking at it, still in California 3 days later. I knew that was not the case. Then on the 22nd, I got an email saying it was out for delivery. And I was working at WORD that morning, and I came home. And I'm doing some other stuff, and then I checked the email again because I put out the word, be on the lookout for this gun. And now it says the receiver, I put a video up about this, and this caused undue stress for a day. It was a very stressful day on the 22nd. The said the receiver had turned it down and that it would be scheduled for another day. Now, I called the receiver, and they said, no, we shouldn't turn down anything. Nothing came. And it turned out the packaging had gotten messed up, and they just kept it and lied on the website. But I did get it. This is, and let me show you. Right here we have an Agency Arms Glock 19. For those of you watching on the video feed, there's, you know, there's a few of you, not everybody out there, but everybody in Radio Land, pretend like this has a video screen, and this is a Glock, Agency Arms Glock, and this is the field gun. Okay? Field gun. The Agency Arms Glock 21 that I got, this is the Urban, and the Urban has windows cut out on it to further lighten the slide. And this is the lightest Glock 21 I've ever held on to. And I've got it loaded with Polycase and Scepter rounds, which are lighter than any other round out there that I can find. Haven't had a chance to fire this yet. Because even though I haven't been here, I've been very, 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 very busy. But hey, I want to, you know, I wanted to point out that, you know, one, Z Talk is out there. Go check out Z Talk. Z Talk's new. They're carrying me. They support me. So, you know, get them some web views and everything. Check them out there. ZTalkRadio.com. Now, yes, it is black. It is Black Desert Eagle. I'll hold it up again. It's... I didn't, they have different finishes and different colors and everything, and I'm not really one of those, you know, they don't ask me, Bill, what color do you want? I just say, oh, I want you to build a gun, and then they go out and do it. Very aggressive styling this gun, but at the same time, I mean, it's, although this was my used Glock 21. This one is not brand new, and you can... It's got a little bit of tolerance in it now, so it's, and it has that very good Agency Arms trigger. Yeah. So there'll be some moments coming up, and when those moments come up, I'm going to be videoing them for you. That's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to bring you more in the way of gear reviews, because I think a lot of people like those, and it's not going to be like, I'm not going to be like some of these guys. I'm actually going to, you know, I'm going to try to bring it to you a little bit differently, and I'm not going to be a reviewer per se where I'm getting out there and saying, well, of course, you know, the slide comes back and it feels like it takes about, you know, and give you some sort of weight or something like that and tell you what the trigger pull is or anything else. I'm just going to tell you how the gun shoots and let you make your own decision. I'll be filming it with high frame rate video, and then you can watch the muzzle flip instead of watching me shoot it in real time. Where it's a little deceptive, you'll actually get to see it in slow motion. So, that's all coming this year. Additionally, we will be at the NRA convention this year. The show will. So, if any of you are out there at the NRA convention, please, I'll be the loudest bald guy out there. But it was... It has been an eventful 3 weeks because I've just been watching everything that's going on. And we are going to be forced, I'm afraid, for some of us. See, I don't... As far as a president of the United States, who is to say who's actually qualified to do it? I mean, we have had nothing but, for the most part, politicians. And for the most part of those, lawyers. We've had a few military people. We've never had anybody with a pedigree in business. We came sort of close with Romney, except Romney did not have the force of personality, I thought, to pull it off. I had lunch with him, and it was, he's a very nice guy. He's a very rich guy. He's a very smart guy, but he's, what we're going to be looking for is we're going to be, the ship of state is going in the wrong direction, and somebody's got to be strong enough to start making the gradual turn. And I think that's about the best we can hope for. Because a president, we don't like the way Barack Obama does things. He's doing the imperial presidency right now. He's leading, trying to make laws as he goes. We can't have that. That's not the way this works. The only way a president the next president could do this, could write the ship of state in one term, would be to take over and you know, get rid of the Congress and everything else and just say, I'm running this place. And then we have Fidel Castro, we have Hugo Chavez, or whatever. And do we want to, I mean, really, do we want to get out there? I know that everybody and everything that is in Congress today, in the judiciary, I know it's all malfeasant, but are we ready to scrap the system simply because the players are corrupt? Is that what we want to do? That's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to do. So, all of that, all those things considered, I'm waiting to see what we get out of all of this. And in the meantime, you know, that's one reason why I want to go to a third hour, because we're going to talk a lot of presidential politics, because we're at a very precipitous juncture. We've got all kinds of things coming. You know what they are. Of course, that won't keep us from, you know, discussing it in the next 2 hours, but that's all beside the point. That is all beside the point. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to lead off. We're going to take a quick tally of what happened in Chicago, which is gun control land still during 2015. You would think that, you know, with all of the gun safety regulations in place, they would be ultra safe, wouldn't you? Yes. And, of course, those rascally Democrats out there. The same Democrats who, by the way, are trying to push through some Sharia law. We're going to talk about that, too. The same ones want to talk a little Sharia law for us are trying to push another assault weapons ban of 2015. That's all coming up next. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.